This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. What Chester and I were just talking about, that digital address, is technically called IP, or Internet Protocol. IP is the topic of our first TechSplainer. We've been asking for your questions on technology, and we'll tackle IP with help from Harvard University's Jonathan Zittrain. How are you, Jonathan?
Very well, thank you, Ben.
All right, so we got this one question from a listener who wrote in, Brian Rosen. He wants to know, how do IP addresses work?
An IP address, IP stands for Internet Protocol, not intellectual property.
Right.
And the original idea was to make it so that every point of presence on the Internet, such as your iPhone or your PC or something, would have a unique identifier.
And everything that is online has one of these, right?
Well, yes, although things have gotten complicated because as we have run low on numbers, we had some hacks come through, some good hacks. So unbeknownst to you, your base station, your wireless router is doing some fancy footwork called NAT to share that single number among all of the computers that are using the base station. And it works basically good enough for government work.
Now, Brian also has a question sort of about how this works as it relates to large companies like Comcast and Verizon, how they have different networks but link you to the same websites. And he wants to know, why wouldn't these companies have exclusive content limited to their network?
Yeah, that's a really good question, both at the operational level and at the business level.
Uh-huh.
And some of us may remember the days when if you had a CompuServe account, you could only send email to other CompuServers. And if you had an AOL account, only to other AOLers. And those days are thought to be behind us. But there were those awkward moments when I remember for a while to receive email from over the internet, if you were on CompuServe, they wanted to charge a 10-cent per email fee for processing and handling at the border.
Whew, thank God those days are over.
Exactly. So the way it works now, whether at the IP address level or at the email level for traditional email, both the provision of internet service and the provision of email on top of it are what I call unowned collective hallucination technologies, because there is no one CEO running the internet. Rather, it's a set of protocols by which networks agree to interoperate.
Jonathan Zittrain, co-director of Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society, and the man helping us with TechSplainer. Jonathan Zittrain, thank you very much.
A pleasure, Ben.
A reminder that you can always send us your questions for the TechSplainer at Marketplace Tech on Twitter or on our website, marketplacetech.org.